Hello, Nina.
It's lovely to hear from you, and it's also lovely to hear your voice recordings of Colours of the Wind. So I've explained in this week's lesson pack that there'll be a voice note that accompanies this pack as well. So I'm just explaining in here, in this voice note, what I would like to work on today. So the last lesson pack that I sent you had three lessons combined. So it was 2 times 45 minute lessons that I wanted you to do. And I feel like that, yeah, you pretty much did that. You pretty much did everything I'd asked you to do in that pack, which is awesome. Well done. So what I would like to do in this pack is to just do a 30 minute lesson, your normal lesson length, and we're just going to work on the riff for the Colours of the Wind. So I obviously listened to your voice notes and listened to everything that you had sent through. I feel like the best version that's going to show A, show your voice off, B, also be a challenge, and to also kind of just, you know, take it that little bit step, that kind of step further, where you're not kind of settling for something in a lower key or anything like that, because your voice has got that range. So you can definitely sing the Tori Kelly version. We might adjust, and which is absolutely fine, just adjust the very, very, very top note in that riff, so that you're still singing the riff, but there's just a slight adaptation, so that it is a challenge for your voice, but also so that you're able to showcase your voice in that way as comfortable as possible, if you were to ever sing this anywhere, if you ever wanted to perform this anywhere. So what I would say we do first then is, you had asked me about an exercise that you could do that would help you to hit those high notes, chest voice notes. So you had mentioned slides in the pack as well, which that exercise, the new A exercise, and I know it's been a while, but you know, the umming and ahhing exercises that we do, those will help to strengthen top notes as well, because that's what they're designed for too. So you've got a whole load of exercises that you can do to help strengthen. But the key is, when you're doing these exercises, is if you want to feel the benefit and the difference, is to do them every day or every other day. And I know that you guys have so much to kind of catch up in terms of schoolwork, or you get sent lots of schoolwork to do, but if you get to a point where you go, do you know what, I want to have some time where I set aside some time for singing, then just set a timer for 20 minutes a day, or 20 minutes every other day is better than nothing. So if you can, even if you just do that, so you know you can just sing some warm-ups and sing this song through, or sing any song that you enjoy singing, so that you're keeping yourself singing. Because as soon as we hit September and we're having to start thinking about GCSE mode, you're going to be ready for that point when we hit it. So exercise-wise, I've put in the pack the exercises that we've got there, which is slide to a fifth, sirens, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, new A. Those will all really help. If you're wanting to add any, then umming and ahhing would be brilliant to add there. There's another exercise which I'm going to do in this voice note, which you can practice alongside us working on the riff in a second. So we definitely want to work with the Tori Kelly version, as I said, and I also think that the instrumental version that you want to use is the second one I think you sent through, because the first one by the Cara Fun Karaoke, that one is, as you said, you've got her in the background, you've got a singer in the background, and we don't really want that, we want to hear your voice. So the one that we want to be following is the only other one that's on there on YouTube at the moment, which is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this either, so it's the Romy Brugman, I'm not sure, but that is the karaoke version that I'm looking at on YouTube, which I'll put the link for in your pack, or I'll put it on the portal, actually, sorry, I'll put it on the portal where you're accessing the warm-up tracks, but it is the second one that you sent, I'm pretty sure it's the second one you sent, yeah, the second one that you sent through, where it's less obvious that she's there. So yeah, you've got the right version, karaoke version there, and also we're going to go through, just work on what to do with that riff section. So just listening to the Tori Kelly version. So we're going to listen to this, and then I'm going to show you just a slight alternative version that we can do to still be able to do the riff and the steps, but not do the the highest note in the riff that she's singing. Because I know I could hear, bless you, that you were feeling a bit kind of like, ah, about that top note. So I'm just going to adjust it for you so you can still sing part of the riff, but so you can sing it comfortably, that every time you sing it, you're not approaching it with fear. So let me show you. So Tori Kelly's version. I'm just going to play this for you now. Does the sycamore grow if you cut it down? Then you'll never So obviously, that is super high chest voice notes, super high chest voice notes. So if you're feeling like you still want to sing a riff, but maybe not quite that intensely, then that is not a problem. We can still sing those steps leading up to it, but maybe we adjust the step right in the middle. So I'm just going to show you an alternative way of doing this. So I'm just going to get the instrumental version up. Here we go. Okay, so we've got this. How high does a sycamore grow? If we cut it down, then we'll never know. The blue corn moon. So that's an alternative for the big riff section. But what I was also going to say was just some of those chest voice notes, or moving up into the head voice when you do the how high does a sycamore grow, that section. I just want to do an exercise which is called tilting. So that is to help with those higher, more intense notes in the voice. So what it does is it assists with something called belting. So for singing, we have to make sure that our larynx is in a more of a tilted position when we're belting, to allow safe belting so we don't damage the voice. So what I'd like you to do is to follow what I'm about to do now. So it's madness, but there's always method in the madness, so please bear with. So try now repeating after me. So you're going to go, hey! And then we're going to get higher and louder. Hey! One more time. Hey! So what that's doing is tilting the larynx for safe belting. So we're going to do one more, and we're going to do it on the word no. So we're going to go, no! 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 Hopefully you're following along. If not, just go back and do that with me at the same time. But now we're going to try applying that tilted position to the middle section of this song. So the how high does a sycamore grow, that section. So now just repeat after me. So you're going to go, how high? Ready, go. That's it. So you're going to go, how high does a sycamore grow? Just try that whole line with me. Ready, go. How high does a sycamore grow? That's it. And then we've got, if you cut it down, try that. If you cut it down, to really make the shapes. If you cut it down. Okay, this is going to help us set up for this next section. So if you can repeat after me, so you're going to go, If you cut it down, then you'll never. Now, really open on the word never. So you're going to go, if you cut it down, then you'll never. Try that. Ready? Go. If you cut it down, then you'll never. And make sure you get the steps in there. Never. Ready? Repeat after me. Never. Go. Never. Well done. So you got never, no. Now use the N sound of the no and the O with the lips. So you go no, no. There's a three-step riff there. No. So try that. Ready? Go. No. So you've got, if you cut it down, then you'll never know. Try that with me. Ready? Go. If you cut it down, then you'll never know. There you go. And now we're going to do, if you cut it down, then you'll never know. We're going to do the next three-step up, which I know you can pitch. But we're going to just try and do that together after we've done this belting exercise that we did a second ago. So you're going to go, repeat after me. So you've got, if you cut it down, then you'll never know. So use the platform of the no. So you almost want to no, never know. So open up on the oh. Okay, so repeat after me. So you've got, then you'll never know. Ready, go. Well done. And then we've got the next note, which is, so we've got, never know. So try that with me. And it is belted, so it's nice and big. So we're gonna go, no, oh, oh. Ready, go. No, oh, oh. So that whole phrase together. If we cut it down, then we'll never know. Oh, oh. Try that with me. Ready, go. If we cut it down, then we'll never know. There you go. So then we're going to do the steps from that note. So we're going to hold on to that note at the top. That is our top note. That's the top note. And we hold it. So we've got, if you cut it down, then we'll never know. You'll never hear a wolf cry. So we're going to do, you'll never hear a wolf cry. Now, try that with me. So you're going to go, you'll never. Try that. You'll never. And again. You'll never. That's it. And then we're going to add the next section. Hear the wolf cry. Hear the wolf cry. Try hear it, the wolf cry. Hear the wolf cry. That's it. So we've got, you'll never hear the wolf cry, as the whole phrase, okay? So now I feel like we have broken it down and we are ready to sing the whole riff, or the whole section, sorry, not just a riff, the whole section like that, with the backing track. So from now on, only listen to this version that we're doing here. Don't listen to Tori Kelly. But we're just going to sing it along together with this to finish this voice note. We're going to sing it along together. So something to remember when you're singing this is to make sure that you are making the shapes and you are using that. So where we've been practicing, we've been tilting the voice, tilting the larynx. So just imagine that forward placement. So every time you sing it in front of you. Think forward so that you're singing, the direction of your singing is ahead of you, straight ahead of you. So you've got this. How high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then we'll never know. the blue corn moon. So I would say sing that along with me a few times on this track. I've broken it down. So this whole voice note is a long voice note. 15 minutes, cracky. So what I'd like you to do when you're following this voice note is to make sure that you are going back over any sections that you think, oh, no, I didn't quite get that. So although I've left space for you to repeat things with me and sing along with me and I'm instructing you as we go, make sure if you need to go back over them, then do, because you've got this as a voice note. So you can rewind, you can skip back, you can go back to the riff, back to the breakdown, back to the vocal exercise that I did. So just use this voice note to try and shape this song for you in the way, in the best way possible. But I'd be really interested to hear how that goes and how you feel about that and how, after you've done a bit of practice, how that sounds. Yeah, and then maybe we can start, once we feel like this is done, we can start thinking about a new song. But see how you get on with this, and have fun. Enjoy. I mean, this is a big, big song and it's a big challenge, which is why it's a great song for you to do at this point, because we're trying to challenge your voice ahead of the big year 11 year. Music GCSE. So you're doing all the right things, though. You're doing all the prep that you need to be doing. So let's keep going. And I will look forward to hearing how you get on. Have fun.